originally designed to educate those who otherwise would not have had an opportunity to obtain a college education. Our land-grant universities were created to educate the sons and daughters of the working classes, as you go back to 1862 and move forward. They were not created to be elite universities that only educated the sons and daughters of higher income families. Unfortunately, many of our land-grant universities aspire to be and have become more selective institutions who admit and serve only the most talented students. And in most of our states, the role of providing broader access to higher education has been provided by the non-land-grant state universities that operate within those states. So the original role of the land-grant university has, as far as access is concerned, is more fulfilled by the other state universities in a particular state than they are by the land-grant universities. And the result is the fact that most students from low-income families or minority families will not have an opportunity to benefit from the many programs and services that are provided by the land-grant university, and programs and services that only the land-grant university, in fact, can provide. So to recruit, admit, and graduate a more diverse student population is the right thing to do, because land-grant universities were created to provide broad access to higher education. And to recruit and admit and graduate a more diverse student population is the right thing to do, because it will provide a richer environment and richer experiences for all of the students if they have an opportunity to interact with more students who come from diverse backgrounds. The university environment will more likely resemble that of our current society and the world, and the experiences of students will be much richer and more realistic. So it is the right thing to do, because that's why these institutions were created, and I'll say a little more about that a bit later. The second reason for recruiting, admitting, and graduating a diverse student population is one of enlightened self-interest. When we look at the rapidly changing demographics of the country, in which we are moving toward a country in which we will have a minority population, it will require universities, if they are going to maintain their enrollments, to admit a higher percentage of minority students. Otherwise, they will not be able to fulfill their enrollment needs and at the same time maintain the high quality that they desire to maintain. By 2050, Latino populations will triple from 14% in 2005 to 29% in 2050. Non-Hispanic white population will increase much more slowly than that of other ethnic and racial groups, and will become a minority with regard to their proportion in the total U.S. population by 2050. They will constitute 47% of the total population of the United States. They will become a minority, and we will have a majority minority within these United States. All three of your universities have diversity programs. I was particularly impressed with the efforts of the Urbana-Champaign campus through their so-called Inclusive Illinois Initiative, because as we bring more diverse students to the campus, we must also have an environment that is conducive for these students to study and to learn and to feel comfortable in that environment and allow them to really fulfill their potential. And so we must do things to make sure that we build an inclusive environment that will be conducive to learning. And as the diversity of the student population increases, we must also address the issue of the lack of diversity of the faculty and staff that we have on those campuses to serve these students as well. And all three of the universities have great challenges as it relates to having a more diverse faculty and staff to serve all the students on those campuses. All three campuses have work to do to increase the diversity of the student population and to reduce the gap in the graduation rates of minorities versus the majority population. And the gap is substantial for at least one of the campuses within the University of Illinois. We know that the major deterrent to the admission of African Americans and Hispanic students is the over-reliance on standardized test scores. And I've long been a critic